الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين استغفر الله استغفر الله الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه اسلم التوبه والمغفره والهدايه انه هو التواب الرحيم وعفو عنا يا كريم وعفو عنا يا كريم وعفو عنا يا كريم واغفرنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدوس يا حافظ يا الله الامل يا الله الاهل يا الله الظاهر يا الله الباطن يا الله هذه بشره من الله تعالى فاشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له فاشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين اشفعنا يا شفيع المسلمين في رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم Allah-u Teala says in the Quran-ı Kerim, be aware of the passing of time. Surely, men would regret not having done what they should have done and having done what they should not have done. Except the believer who do good, that which Allah Ta'ala has ordained, and help each other of the path to truth, and help each other to be patient in the difficulties which they will encounter. Today, the streets, if you notice, are empty, except us Muslims. Our brothers, Christians, they are at home celebrating the birth of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. We join also in celebrating his birth, for he is also our prophet. For when we say, Amen to Billahi wa Malaikatihi wa Kutubihi wa Rasulih, we believe in one and only God, Allah Ta'ala, and we believe in His angels, communication between the Creator and the created, and we believe in all the prophets and all the books which Allah Ta'ala has sent to all His prophets. Furthermore, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam also has announced the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah Ta'ala bless his soul. And may Allah Ta'ala help our brothers, Christians, and us pilgrims to find the Sirat al-Mustaqim and to be da'in and ka'in and to be persistent on the Sirat al-Mustaqim all through our lives. Now in a few days, us and them and practically everyone, we are going to celebrate the coming of the new year. Time is extremely important in our religion. For them, the New Year's will be celebrating by eating and drinking and getting drunk. For us, New Year reminds us of this ayat which I have just read. Time is the greatest gift of Allah Ta'ala, gift of Allah Ta'ala to mankind. First of all, it is a reminder of our temporality. Each day which passes, men grow. Men grow from childhood to youth, from youth to maturity, and from maturity men grow old. But each day which passes and each year which passes, our life gets shorter a year. In Islam, the importance of time is what we are practicing right now. Precisely on Friday at noon, Muslims congregate. Furthermore, at precise times during the day, five times a day, we do our prayers. At the precise time, a day, an hour, a precise month, we fast during the month of Ramadan. At a precise date, at a precise hour, we do our Hajj. We meet at Arafat. Time is of the essence. Now Allah Ta'ala says in that ayah, for us Muslims, if we do not realize the passing of time, we will regret. What will we regret? We will regret the things which we were supposed to do and we haven't done. And we will regret the things which we did, we were not supposed to do. Now in a few days out there, the people are going to make New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions, precisely the things which they thought they should have done and they haven't done, they will resolve to stop smoking. They will resolve to stop drinking. They will resolve not to eat too much, not to get too fat. They will resolve to go running, to stay healthy. But we are asked in that ayat also to resolve to resolve to do good deeds. Deeds which Allah Ta'ala has ordained us and ordered us to do. Deeds which pleases Him. We are also asked to stay on the path of truth and to help each other to stay on the path of truth. We are also asked to help each other when we are in need, to be patient. In short, to be together on the path to truth. Do we do that? First of all, do we even know what Allah Ta'ala is pleased with what actions and is displeased with what actions? Yes, we do. Some things which we are supposed to do and some things which we are not supposed to do. But the point is, do we practice them? Do we remember them? Do we remember during the day, even when we are making five times the prayer, that we are reminded five times a day that we are Muslims? Do we remember in our daily lives that we are Muslims, so that we behave like Muslims? Once a young German woman came to visit my Sheikh Muzaffar Efendi Rahmatullah Alayh, and she asked to be told what Islam is. And amongst the things which Efendi said, that a Muslim is supposed to do 1,000 things, but in reality, he said, it's much more than 1,000. And not to do 1,000 things, and he said, in reality, it is much more than 1,000. The young woman said, but how am I supposed to know those? And my Sheikh said, us Muslims, we have two touchstones. You know what a touchstone is? A touchstone is a black stone which you rub the gold on it and it tells whether it is real or false. Ah, what are those touchstones, my Sheikh? Said the woman. He said, that is Quran al-Kareem, the words of Allah Ta'ala, and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The woman said, but you know, I don't speak Arabic, and I sort of browse through the Quran al-Kareem in German, but it is very difficult to find out what one is supposed to do and what one is not supposed to do, she said. And he said, what are the hadiths? Effendi said, there are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of hadiths. And she said, how am I supposed to read them and how am I supposed to remember them? Then said my Shaykh, read your own Quran. The woman said, what is my own Quran? And Effendi said, your conscience. Whenever you think something, whenever you feel something, whenever you are about to say something, when you are about to do something, ask your conscience, is it right or is it wrong? That is what your own Quran is, said Effendi, the young woman was not stupid. She said, "Ah, but there is some evil between me and my conscience," said she. He changes things. I cannot have direct contact with my conscience, said she. He's talking about our ego, about our nafs ammara. My shaykh said, "True." "Then what should I do?" said she. Effendi said, "And hear me well, and keep this in your mind. This is not the first time I am telling you, this is at least the second time." And Effendi gave her a very important formula, which perhaps is the greatest thing which I have learned from him. He said, "When at each moment you have an idea, you have a feeling, you are about to say something, you are about to do something, ask yourself if that thing which you are feeling, which you are thinking, which you are about to say or which you are about to do, is it good for you?" The answer comes, "Yes." "Ah." Then ask yourself the second question. "That thing which I am about to say or do, which appears to be good for me, is it also good for you, for other people?" The answer to the question, if it is yes, do it. Think it. Say it. It's good for both you and for others. If the answer is it is good for you and not good for others, don't say it, don't do it. As simple as that. So she understood this. I think you understand it too. It's very clear. But the family said something else. He said, "My daughter, but there is something which is much, much better than that, which Allah Ta'ala loves. What is it, my Shaykh? When that thing which you are about to say, or which you are about to do, is very, very bad for you, it may even kill you, but it is very, very, very good for others," then when you do it, you are truly a Muslim, and Allah Ta'ala loves you for it, said Rahmatullah. يا عباد الله is you really have heard me, and if you really have understood me, and if you really could do that when you are about to say something and when you are about to do something, that will be the greatest gift which I am able to transfer to you from my shaykh. Ya Rabbi.